Three women in one family developed Alzheimer's disease while their brother's mind remained sharp into old age. This wasn't random. It was a warning signal about women's brain health that medicine had been ignoring for decades. Here's a startling fact. If you're a 45-year-old woman, you have a 1 in 5 chance of developing Alzheimer's in your lifetime. A man the same age? 1 in 10. Two-thirds of all Alzheimer's patients are women, yet this disparity has been treated as an afterthought rather than a crisis. We've been told it's simply because women live longer, but that explanation crumbles under scrutiny. The real culprit? A fundamental misunderstanding of how the female brain works, ages, and what it needs to thrive. What if protecting your mind required not a pharmaceutical miracle, but understanding the unique biology that makes your brain different from the moment you're born? For generations, medical research treated women as men with different reproductive organs. This bikini medicine approach, focusing solely on breasts and reproductive health, left everything else unexplored. Women face twice the risk of anxiety and depression, 3 times more autoimmune disorders affecting the brain, 4 times more migraines, and higher rates of deadly strokes. After the 1950s thalidomide tragedy, women were broadly excluded from clinical trials. Most studies still combine men and women's data, erasing crucial differences. Women metabolize medications differently but receive identical dosages, suffering nearly double the adverse reactions. Women taking Ambien were dangerously over-medicated for 20 years before researchers discovered they needed far lower doses. During heart attacks, women are 7 times more likely to be misdiagnosed because their symptoms don't match the Hollywood heart attack doctors learned from male patients. This systematic failure has left women receiving inferior care while facing uniquely elevated risks. Your brain runs on hormones. Women's 2X chromosomes contain over 1,000 more genes than the male XY combination, many critical for hormone production and brain function. Estrogen acts as master regulator, driving energy production, protecting neurons, encouraging new connections, and regulating mood. Brain imaging reveals menopause's dramatic impact. Postmenopausal women show substantially lower brain metabolism, with some experiencing over 30% reduced activity, increased amyloid plaques, and progressive memory center shrinkage. Symptoms dismissed as merely uncomfortable are actually neurological events. Hot flashes signal cardiovascular risk. Sleep disruption prevents your brain from clearing toxic proteins that accumulate into Alzheimer's plaques. Depression during menopause reflects your brain struggling with hormonal freefall. 3 persistent myths undermine women's cognitive health. First, genes aren't destiny. Only 1 to 2% of Alzheimer's cases result from genetic mutations, and at least 1/3 could be prevented through lifestyle interventions. Second, women's higher Alzheimer's rates don't simply reflect longer lifespans. The 2-to-1 female-to-male ratio persists despite the closing longevity gap, making Alzheimer's the only top 15 cause of death, killing more women than men. Third, pharmaceutical cures have proven devastatingly false, with Alzheimer's drugs showing a 99.6% failure rate. Should you take hormones during menopause? After the Women's Health Initiative linked hormone therapy to breast cancer and dementia, millions went untreated. Years later, researchers found critical flaws and one game-changing insight: timing is everything. The window of opportunity emerged from reanalysis. Women starting hormone therapy before age 60 or within 10 years of menopause showed 39% lower mortality and 32% fewer heart attacks. The estrogen alone study revealed 23% reduced breast cancer risk in women with hysterectomies. Understanding relative versus absolute risk matters enormously. The study's 26% increased relative breast cancer risk with estrogen plus progestin translated to only 8 additional cases per 10,000 women annually. For brain health, women aged 50 to 59 taking hormones showed 30 to 44% reduced Alzheimer's risk. Women with hysterectomies starting estrogen within 5 years of surgery and continuing until natural menopause age had lower dementia risk. Starting after age 60 or 5+ years postmenopause increases dementia risk. The bottom line? Hormone therapy isn't universally good or bad. It's about personalized timing, formulation, and individual risk factors. Your brain consumes over 20% of your body's energy despite being only 2% of your weight. Unlike other organs, most brain cells never regenerate, making proper nourishment irreplaceable. What works for men's brains doesn't work for women's, obvious to anyone who's watched a male partner effortlessly shed pounds while her scale barely budges. The Mediterranean diet stands as the gold standard for women's cognitive health. Women following this pattern show longer telomeres, 24% lower heart disease risk, and 26% lower stroke risk. Combined with exercise, risk reduction jumps to 83%. Brain imaging reveals Mediterranean dieters have younger-looking brains with fewer Alzheimer's plaques, with women showing stronger benefits than men. This approach also cuts breast cancer risk in half and reduces menopausal symptoms by 20%. Your female brain specifically needs vegetables as half your plate, phytoestrogens from soy and seeds for natural estrogen support, antioxidants to combat oxidative stress, omega-3 fats, gut microbiome support for stress response and cognitive longevity, water prioritized over coffee and alcohol, organic foods when possible to avoid hormone disruptors. Research shows reducing caloric intake through intermittent fasting or calorie restriction enhances cognitive capacity and promotes longevity by making cells stronger and more resilient. Physical activity reshapes your brain-enhancing blood flow, stimulating growth hormones that repair neurons and enlarging memory regions. Yet women exercise less than men at all ages, with marriage, motherhood, and menopause creating barriers that make midlife women the least likely to exercise consistently. Gender differences matter. Women have more type I muscle fibers for endurance, more estrogen that burns sugar efficiently, and greater capillary density, advantages for sustained activities rather than explosive bursts. Research favors the tortoise approach. Low to moderate intensity generally works better than high intensity intervals, which increase cortisol, trigger the pregnant alone steal, diverting hormones from estrogen production, and increase injury risks. For premenopausal women, 45 to 60 minute sessions 3 to 5 times weekly offer optimal benefits. For postmenopausal women, less is more. 30-minute, low to moderate intensity sessions 5 days weekly significantly reduced hot flashes by 28% and depression risk by 17%. Even more encouraging, just 4 hours weekly of any regular movement reduces dementia risk by 35%, nearly matching the 45% reduction from strenuous exercise. Women's stress response triggers oxytocin-driven tend-and-befriend behavior, with ages 35 to 44 facing peak stress while juggling careers, children, and aging parents during hormonal shifts. Of 65 million American caregivers, 60% are women, higher among Hispanic and African American women, shouldering twice the burden with severe immune consequences. Essential strategies: prioritize social connection, reduces dementia risk, unplug from screens, spend time in nature, and practice meditation, improves memory up to 50% within 8 weeks. Sleep forms the other critical pillar. Women struggle more with sleep than men, especially around menopause, yet deep, slow-wave sleep consolidates memory and removes Alzheimer's plaques. Sleeping pills add minimal time with side effects. Better solutions: device-free wind-down, cool dark rooms, consistent schedules, tryptophan-rich foods with carbohydrates, melatonin-rich pistachios, adequate B vitamins, and avoiding caffeine and alcohol after 2 p.m. For menopausal women, progesterone can transform sleep quality. Your midlife brain isn't declining, it's transitioning. What you do now determines your cognitive destiny. Real change takes 3 to 6 months. Your genes aren't your fate. The right foods and movement reshape neural architecture, and hormone therapy used wisely might protect your brain. This isn't about fighting aging. It's about honoring the remarkable organ carrying your memories and future.